Hello and welcome to We Got a Podcast, a podcast about Dragon Ball from A to Z, from Earth to Namek to Sadala. We cover it all. My name is Randy.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Kaioken times 10!
Whoa! Hell yeah! Why did I think of that? That's so hilarious.
Do I have an erection from that? That's so good.
Just demonetize the podcast the first 10 seconds, Randy.
Yeah.
That's fine. Nobody knows. It's not YouTube. We're the world's strongest under the heavens trio de dangers here every other week to talk your ear off about fights, goofs, and everything else in the Dragon Ball cosmos. Guys, what's new with you? Doug, tell me, what's new?
I'm excited because tomorrow, Premium Bandai announces a reissue of a Figure Arts figure. I don't know which one because it's like on a voting, but I'm hoping it's that giant Uzaru Vegeta SH Figure Arts that I missed out on. Man, I do not want to pay $300 for that thing, but I'll pay $175. You feel me?
Unfortunately, Doug, I do feel you.
Okay, good. Yep, so I'm excited. We're just a few hours away from finding out what it is. It better not be a figure that's already widely available because those are options for some reason on the list.
And that's all that's occupying your mind and your time?
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously.
That's right.
Figures.
I forgot who I'm talking to. Ken, what's new with you, man?
I got back into Star Trek Deep Space Nine. For those who don't know, I'm somewhat of a Star Trek nerd. I haven't watched all of it. And of course, this is my only time through Deep Space Nine, but Picard just ended and it was a great ending. And I was like, I got to get back in and watch more Star Trek. And so I jumped on Deep Space Nine. I finally got to when Worf joins the show in season 4. Incredible. I love Worf.
Today is a good day to die. You know, he's great. I love him.
I kind of wish I got into that series, but it just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Next Generation, I think, is the best, flat out. Deep Space Nine's first 3 seasons are kind of meandering, but now there's like a war going on. There's a lot of like intrigue and tension, and that's really cool.
No chow suit. I really enjoyed the movies, the what are they called?
I forget the director. Abrams ones?
Yes, those. Well, at least the first two.
Well, right, because then it's Justin Lin who did the third one.
Oh, is it? I guess that makes sense. The director I liked make the 2 good ones. The last one I didn't really like. But no, they were fun.
As a Star Trek fan, the third one, I think, is great because it's just like a long episode of the show.
That's what I heard, yeah. So that's why I feel like the show wouldn't be my vibe. I'm more of a simpleton. I like the explosions and the lens flares.
I have also been doing some Dragon Ball stuff, as you guys know. We have been all reading Dragon Ball Heroes Victory Mission. After we read AF, I was kind of like itching to read some more early Toyotaro stuff. And so I went and tried to find like a translation of it, and I couldn't find anything for all like 10 seconds I searched. So I found the whole thing in Japanese, and I'm like, screw it. I'll just translate it myself.
Just do it yourself.
And
oh my God.
Like before people are like, oh, then you should release this widely. Like I have to stress, I don't know a whole lot of Japanese. And so I don't have enough faith in what I'm doing to release it widely.
But is that why one of the bubbles like says like I am ass face or whatever?
Is that ASSYOU is his name?
that guy's whole shtick, his name is Elito. His whole shtick is that before he
Mini
says
17.
Well, before he says what he's about to say in Japanese, he spells it out in English. Like in ink with romanized letters first, the Japanese word he's about to say. And so I have flipped that. And so he'll say something in English, but before he says what he's going to say in English, he says it like in syllable katakana instead. So instead of saying stage, he'll first go suteji, and then he says stage. That's the way I tried to adapt that, just flipping the languages.
Nice. I respect that, actually.
But I don't have enough faith to release this like anywhere. Like, no, I've been going back and changing things. So
a few more proofreads from people and, then just shove it out there.
Yeah,
just pass it under a pseudonym.
And then, Doug, you'll like this. I got Form 2 Frieza.
Oh, you got him. Yes. Today was, yes. Look at him. He looks so great. Dude, that's a big boy.
Yeah. Dang. For those who can't see what I'm holding up, this is the Irwin release Form 2 Frieza from the early 2000s.
Doug was all excited, wasn't he?
No, he looks terrible, Doug. Come on.
Oh, up close. Yeah. You had him far away and like blurry, and your whole room is red for some reason.
Yeah, look how tiny he is. So come on.
I just thought you had tiny hands.
Oh. Ow.
Well, you did get him today, didn't you?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, Friday, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, mine's still somewhere in La La Land. You know, I realize when Big Bad Toy Store says it releases in April or whatever month they say, it means the last day of that month or possibly the next month even.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting a while.
Man, that's rough. I've been doing a bunch of stuff. I picked up a little handheld emulator and I've been playing a ROM hack for Pokemon Pure Red, which just adds some quality of life things like a run button. So
nice.
That's not so bad. Speeds up animations for like healing at the Pokemon Center and like using teleporters and all this stuff. You can catch all 150 on your own. You don't have to go trade anything. You can find them all in the wild or from trading with NPCs.
Nice.
Anything that required trading before, like Kadabra to
it's
Alakazam.
Just all there.
You can just, if they reach level 37, they'll evolve. If they were supposed to need a trade or whatever. I'm like, great.
That's pretty cool. I love that.
How do they adapt?
How do they adapt like the fossils?
So fun fact, when you go and you choose your fossil, right? And that's going to be that. The NPC instead says, hey, if you want and trust me, give me your fossil. I have a lab in Saffron City. Come see me and I'll give you yours and a copy of mine. And then you show up to his place. So you get the Pokemon earlier than you would normally. And also you get, well, actually, I didn't get the second one. There's got to be something else that I've got
to
do.
He lied to you.
Well, maybe that's not what he said. But anyway, you can get it earlier in Saffron City than
that's
waiting
still
until
pretty cool,
like,
actually.
Cinnabar.
Yeah, and until your whole team is already set, so there's no point in having a new Pokemon.
Exactly.
This awesome. I got to check this out.
It's super good. I'm not sure if you guys ever had this rumor where you were growing up. I mean, like, the internet was young, so maybe not, but
you'd be surprised.
One of the rumors was like, oh, there's that truck over by the SSN.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's like the original rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you use strength on it and you move it, there's a Mew under there. That's at least what it was for me. They put it in there. So you go use strength on the truck, you can catch a Mew.
Do they leave Missigno and M
in
there?
Yes. Yep, okay. Those are there. So is the duplication trick. They're like, nope, we're leaving
six.
That in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Wow. Yep.
So it's really rad. They've switched up trainers and things so that it's a bit more difficult because now you'll go to gyms and, like, granted they have a type and then they're going to use all these, but they'll, like, switch out one of them that isn't the same. So that way you can't just stomp the whole thing with type advantage.
I like that a lot.
I want to try that now. You're playing on your Steam Deck or what?
I'm playing it on...
Allegedly.
I don't have it on me, but I've bought a little Anbernic RG35XX, which is just like a little
Game Boy
thing.
Your little fake Game Boy cool looking thing.
You can play it on anything that has a Game Boy emulator.
Cool. Did they fix like Nurse Joy so that she doesn't say, I hope you come back?
Why would that be wrong?
It just feels wrong. It's like, here's your healed Pokemon. I hope to see you again. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, bitch?
I hope your Pokemon get owned.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wish me luck.
You get a really cool item early on called a Pocket Abra that just stays in your inventory, and it's just, you can use it unlimited times, and it'll always warp you back to the last used Pokemon Center.
That seems like slavery.
So no matter where you're at,
Pocket Abra.
Yeah, he'll teleport you there. It's man, it's so nice. I'm in Saffron City.
It is an
right
HM
now.
Slate, basically.
Kind of, yeah. You can also delete HMs. It's a whole thing. I'm not going to talk about that the whole time. It is rad. Look it up. They also have a version for Pure Blue if you'd rather play the blue variant, even though all that's really going to change is the logo screen and like the animation at the start.
Hell yeah. Blastoise for life.
I was a red boy, so.
I love Wartortle. My favorite Wartortle.
I've got the D-Arts release of Blastoise. Before D-Arts got folded into Figuarts. I also have a plushy Blastoise up here and a bootleg plushy Mega Blastoise as well. So, Doug, I'm right there with you. Blastoise is the best.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Venusaur, man. He stomps everything in this. It's good. Even though I picked Charmander
in
my first
round. I mean, Venusaur.
I also read this book called Itchy Tasty, an unofficial history of Resident Evil that covers like the first 10 years of development. It's pretty good.
Nice.
Also has an audiobook, and that's usually how I do stuff because I'm lazy. And then I've been watching Community, but with commentary, and that's been a trip. I'm midway through season 5.
I can't make it past season 3. It doesn't feel right to me.
Season 3 is like
not,
the
not
best
morally,
season.
Just the comedy. It's just like, this is ass. Yeah.
Well,
season 4 is the worst of the 6, but it's not bad. I like it. My problem,
it doesn't have the same feeling. To me,
the feeling I describe it is season 4 isn't as mean as the rest. Like, everybody is a little nicer to each other in 4. And I think that cuts back on some of the stuff. I don't know. It's good. I love Community. I'm excited for that dang movie. I just rewatched the series like a couple of months ago, and then I was like, I got nothing to watch right now. I'm going to finally watch it with commentary. And that's good stuff, except for when Chevy Chase is there. It's the worst because he's not paying attention, and then he just wants to talk about himself, and it's annoying. But oh well, it is what it is. We've talked extensively about a whole bunch of other stuff, but we need to talk about Dragon Ball, my friends. And we've got a fun one for you. We've decided that we got to talk about attacks, special moves, all that. Everybody's got their own attack. They do cool things with their hands and stuff blows up. I don't know. Like, this is what we come here for. This is why we like Dragon Ball.
Simple, made Toriyama's vision really summed up into a few words so elegantly.
So we decided we're going to do a ranked top 5 attacks in the franchise. We're going to give our number 5, and then we're going to take turns, and we're going to do number 4, so on and so on, and we're just going to do that. And
you know how list works.
Yeah. I mean, I assume you've listened to lists or read lists before. And I don't want to give my number 5. I'm just going to say number 1, I'm the basic bitch of the podcast. So all of mine are going to be the most basic choices of all time. But I want something
to keep us grounded, Randy, and that'll be you.
That's true. I'm the everyman here. Mm-hmm. So, Doug, I want you to go, and then Ken, and then I'll give my basic bitch answer. Where should I start doing it first, so that way people aren't disappointed when we get to
mine? Do yours first.
Okay, that sounds better. So my number 5, and man, I made a huge long list, and like, I still don't know where do I want to put these, so I'm just gonna say Vegito's final Kamehameha, mostly because, oh, Ken's got a reaction. He's making faces here. So I will
almost
say,
made my list. Almost.
So mostly it's because I grew up playing Dragon Ball GT Final Bout on the PlayStation, and I thought that was so rad. I didn't know what the Final Flash was at the time, but Vegito is cool. I was like, okay, this is a mix of Vegeta and Goku's attacks, so this has got to be rad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it into one of the Budokai Tenkaichi games. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's that thing from Final Bout. I love this. And it looks so cool. It's like blue and yellow. I love it. And then it was in Fighters. And it was in Super. And I'm like, oh, cool. I just like seeing this. Just a combination attack. That's good stuff.
It looks cool. And the way he yells it out loud is gives you chills.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Super again.
Oh,
but
I don't think
by
I know about
Goku and Vegeta separately. Together.
Which is just a cool way to do it. It's so versatile in that it's just the same. It's the same attack with different colors.
Oh, you just reminded me of a different attack than that.
Oh,
I didn't think about. Well, that includes Vegeta and Goku.
Oh, well, maybe it could be an honorable mention unless you're going to slot it into yours.
No. We'll bring it back around.
Okay. Well, that's my basic pitch number 5.
People might already know. Put it in the comments what your guess is. If you might be able to figure out what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Pause the
just
episode.
In the context,
yes. Go.
Put a comment in. Don't listen until the end. Yep.
Doug, what's your good number 5?
Mine is the Thousand Blades, however you want to, if you're a dub or sub. But yeah, the little like arm blade he has, like just full of energy, kind of reminiscent of Vegeta when he does that, but it's like a longer version. But Thousand is like just on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
I love how like slick, and I don't think they've ever used that in the series before that point, like a concentrated amount of energy just in your hand and just use that as a weapon. I thought that was really cool.
So the official guidebook term for that attack is called energy hand blade. It's very basic terminology.
I like Sousa blade.
Vegito's is called a key blade, and it's a different attack specifically.
Right, it's not Kingdom Hearts related.
And it's also different than the, I believe it's called like Divine Cleaver or God Cleaver, which is what Goku Black uses.
Goku Black does, yeah. I still stick to my theory where it's like a very like otherworldly technique, because you only see gods and Sousa use it. So
maybe he's
Sousa,
god.
Secret god, yeah, that gets owned by Piccolo. But yeah,
that's a cool one. I like that, especially because it's, you know, for a character that's not around all the time, much less basic of a choice.
It stuck around. Like, I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, we don't see that at all. And yeah, it's a clever way to use energy.
Hell yeah. Ken, you're number 5.
So my number 5 is the Bakuretsu Makoho, which is the exploding demon light cannon. And you might be asking, what is this?
Excuse me?
I don't remember that attack. And I'll tell you, it's because you've never seen it. Piccolo threatens to use, King Piccolo threatens to use this attack every May 9th to blow up a different district. But of course, he is killed by Goku before he can ever actually use the attack.
So he
calls it by name. It is in the guidebooks. It is a listed attack that just, you never get to see it.
That's awesome, actually. They gotta dig that up somehow. I'm like, nah, they probably ruin it. I like I said, I like the mystery of stuff, but that's pretty awesome.
Nice. I feel like that's a trick choice.
It's not in the guidebooks, dude. It's in the guidebooks. It's canon as hell.
It's in the Kanzenshu.
It's in the manga.
Fair.
What do they say in the dub? Do you know?
Dude, I couldn't They're tell like, you. That.
Every May 9th, I'm going to attack a city.
And it's a different day in the dub. That's for sure.
See, that reminds me that I was always upset because this is going back to the Ocean dub, Goku versus Vegeta, when he's, you know, a giant ape and Goku's like, I'm going to have to use this one attack. And he just calls out, triple strike. And then he, like, Vegeta smacks him and he gets knocked to the side without doing it. I've always been like, what was the triple strike going to be?
What was it going
to
be?
Even though that's like not that, a thing in the Japanese version.
It might be in the, what's that, Dragon Ball RPG game for 3DS or regular DS that they had?
Attack of the Game Boy Advance? Oh, yeah. Attack of the Saiyans. Yeah. I was thinking of Legacy.
It might have been
Goku.
In there.
Who knows?
Maybe the triple strike is the thing he uses against Piccolo during the World Tournament when they first fight. Like the gut punch that he has.
No, nope, that's
like,
called
it's
something
like
else.
The Bruce
yeah,
Lee.
That's,
oh, okay,
yeah, that's like a Bruce Lee named thing.
Cool.
If I had to guess, it's just like some very vague reference to like Street Fighter Third Strike or something.
I think it's just made up nonsense. I mean, it's all made up. It's all just a show for children. Speaking of children, my number four is used by a child, and it's just Gohan's very quick Kamehameha against Cell when he's charging up this huge thing and he's like, I'm gonna blow up the whole freaking solar system, and shoots it at Gohan.
Oh, that one.
And Gohan is just standing underneath it and just quietly just Kameh, and
with
not
his,
doing it. He's not doing
with his
anything.
Arms to the side. Yeah, yep. Completely just looking up to the sky.
And then just finally at the ha, just quick throws it out there and it just decimates this thing and pushes it right back to Cell. Like, damn, that's cool. Cause he's not even doing anything. You don't even see him charging it. It's just like
he's charging it like within already, just like he's already got it manifested.
Doesn't even need to try. So above Cell, like, I don't need to charge. I'm just going to shoot a thing. Who cares?
And the way it just explodes out of him and, like, engulfs Cell's Kamehameha, it's so wonderful.
The guidebook-minded part of me is like, Randy, that's just a regular.
I know it is.
Kamehameha.
I didn't know we couldn't choose just cool ways people did things.
No, I'm saying, do whatever you want. I'm just saying I'm so guidebook pilled. I can't like that way.
Unless it has an entry there, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
You're saying Roshi's like a diva when he does like his hands, like he makes a circle around and then brings it back. Like, it's just like so unnecessary, Roshi. So unnecessary.
Well, if we want to pull up the entry for Kamehameha, I have prepped it and I have it right here. A technique for controlling one's ki devised by the Turtle Hermit, where the user condenses their ki in a single spot and fires it. Its power varies according to the strength of its user's ki. I thought there was something about how you use it, but basically, because Tenshinhan can use it, it's said that anyone who can control their ki can do a Kamehameha. So it's really, it is the most basic
move.
Yeah, next to the like
the way you describe it is concentrating your energy into one and then releasing it. That's every ki blast. It's just different shapes and names and colors.
I mean, yeah, they all do the same thing. They move their hands and then explosions happen.
Yeah, if it ain't broke.
Yeah. Doug, what's your number four?
My number four is from a little character named Shen, who is actually Kami in a human's body.
Whoa.
It is his crotch shot against Yamcha, where he ducks his head while Yamcha's rushing at him and gets Yamcha to like land on his on his head with his crotch and just knocks him out. Wonderful. Love it.
That's strategery right there. That's
very
good.
Very from God himself.
God goes for the balls. That's all we gotta know. That's good. I like that. It's not a flashy attack, but it's effective.
It's
as
effective.
Fuck.
I will tell you.
Ken, you got a number four for us.
My number four, it's the Kienzan, and let me tell you why.
Okay, all right.
It's not just because it's like, oh, he uses it to cut stuff with it, right? He cuts a building or not a building, but like a big rock with it and
freezes tail.
It's because like Kuririn uses it. And then everyone's like, oh, that's a really smart way to use our ki. And so, like, then Vegeta starts using it. Frieza sees it and starts using it, his own variation. Goku uses it against Boo. So it's like everyone sees it and then starts using it. And then I think Kuririn uses his own variation of the homing one during the Tournament of Power. Or, like, in the setup for the Tournament of Power, he uses it against Goku.
Right.
And so it's like, it's this technique that he developed, like the kid, the human guy made.
The human, and underdog. Like,
dude, that's so smart. Why didn't we think of that? And then everyone just starts using it.
It's so great. You're right. I love that about that.
I contemplating putting that on my list, but I was like, I got other dumb basicer things to put on
here. Is it true that Frieza didn't have that technique beforehand? Because I feel like
he gets his tail cut with
in
it.
In a guidebook. Oh, and that he's like, that's smart. Oh, wow. Yeah. I love that, actually. And they never actually state that, but it does kind of imply that. So that's cool.
Good choice. So my number three, and this attack kind of sort of happens in the anime. It's slightly different, but I wanted to specifically point out what is called the Excel Dance from Budokai 3 that 17 and 18 use, where they line up and they fly at their opponent. One of them, like, kicks them and the other one flips over and hits them from the other side. They do a little combo and then do their double, like, Ava unit one and two kick into
them. Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they, you know, do the whole blast thing that kills future Gohan on them.
Yeah.
And just,
that's
like
a whole slew of attacks.
It's a whole, it's a whole,
into one.
It's a whole dance, you know? It's very elegant and cool looking and, like, I don't know. It has an emotional end because it's like, oh, fuck, that's how they kill Gohan. And that's always so sad. So I don't
know. Actually can piggyback off of that because it is from future Gohan. It's his world famous. It might be a dub exclusive. It's his Chew attack.
Oh, well, instead of saying Itadakimasu, it's Chew attack.
Because there's no Itadakimasu in English. So it's like Chew attack. No, 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 no.
And then Trunks copies him.
Trunks copies it. Wow, what a fucking poser. But yeah.
It's because he looks up to Gohan. He also wants to do the Chew attack.
And so do I. So I use Chew attack every day.
If we ever go to Japan together, please God.
I will not. No. That's a little.
It's a good one.
It was almost hard for me to say it now. So yeah.
And that wasn't your joke. That was your actual.
That was my. That's written down right now. I'm number three, Chew attack, future Gohan.
I'm so proud to call you a friend.
thank you.
Ken, you got a number three?
My number three is a little attack called Forced Spirit Fission.
Ooh, bringing
sounds
up
sexy.
Some.
Now, Doug, can you tell us about Forced Spirit Fission?
Yeah, it's the cousin of the Super Kamikaze Ghost, right?
I'm trying to think of a way for you to be kind of right, but I can't come up with anything.
I'll just tell
you what it is. Yeah.
Yes, good guess, but
in the Moro arc of manga called Dragon Ball Super, this is a technique employed by Vegeta, who learns it on Yardrat. And it is kind of like the anti Genki Dama.
Oh.
But he can still kind of use it like a Genki Dama. And it also has the ability to theoretically break apart Namekian fusions and, like, return people's like spirit to them, and
I'm never reading Super. This is bullshit.
It's so cool, Doug.
It's so cool. He learns it on Yardrat. It's like one of the most advanced techniques you can learn. Like Goku learned teleportation and then dipped out. Right, he went back to Earth. Vegeta's like, let me learn the advanced.
Let me see what else they got.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, wow.
And
I can split Namekians in two for plot reasons.
It's such a perfect move given to him to use against Moro. But it's just cool. It's something different for Vegeta to use in a manga where Goku is just using Ultra Instinct and trying to figure out new ways to use Ultra Instinct, giving Vegeta something new that he never uses again. But that's not a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And it's not just blasting a whole bunch. Vegeta's technique.
That's Vegeta's technique.
He's got to get in close to do it because I believe it. You have to make physical contact.
Oh, yeah. And then when he uses it, like, with Goku and he's, like, punching the ground. Oh, God. It's so sick.
Dude, amazing. Love that scene.
Yeah, dude.
You will. I love when they're punching the ground. That's good. So I got a number two.
He can take a bathroom break.
I was going to say, that makes it sound like I needed to leave and take a quick bathroom break. But my number two is something that we've already brought up on this, which is Goku's meteor combination. from the 23rd
that's
Budokai
the Bruce Lee thing.
Against Piccolo. Yeah, where he you know, dips down like he's ready to go, get into a race, goes straight at him, hits him a few times by kicking him, and then yeah, that one hard punch to the stomach before flying straight up and then quick delivering a Kamehameha down onto him. Just the whole combination thing is rad.
It's drawn so well, animated so well.
I actually, my first exposure to it was in the Budokai Tenkaichi games because I didn't, I had not watched Dragon Ball, and I actually didn't even watch those episodes of Dragon Ball until just a couple of years ago because I'm a bad fan.
Makes sense. That's par for the course for us in America.
Right. But I was like, man, this is just sick. Just a really great number of moves, really hard gut punch. And yeah, nice flash.
It's cool physical attack too. Like, I loved using that in Attack of the Saiyans. Like, that was a great move to, it's like, it really felt good to use that.
Hell yeah. That's what I got. Doug, what do you got for your number two?
My number two is a little more serious this time, just because how cool it looks. It's the dual, I don't know what it's called, but like the dual rainbow orbs that Gogeta has in the new Broly movie. Mm. Like, he has two this time. It's like reminiscent of in the first movie 12, where he has just the one.
Yeah.
But this movie has two, and just the way it's like animated, he just like throws one, throws the other, it just explodes. It's a beautiful, beautiful scene. I think of that all the time. Every time I wake up in the morning, I see that.
I like rainbow attacks being Gogeta's thing.
Yeah, I like that being his shtick.
Yeah, and you don't see Gogeta use it, just Gogeta.
It's cool. It's very, I don't want to say like iconic, but like it's very, if you've seen and watched a lot of Dragon Ball, you're just like, oh yeah, that's a weird looking thing that most people don't do. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say it. Okay.
You're right the first time. Stick to your guns.
Yeah, I should stick to my guns. It's iconic.
It's iconic.
Ken, you got a number two that is as sparkly and rainbowy as Doug's choice?
Oh, it's sparkly in a certain way.
Okay.
So this is my only physical technique on my list. And I think that's due in part to a lot of the named physical techniques that I was looking at from guidebooks are generally from early Dragon Ball in the tournaments, or like the bombastic Satan or Gotenks named just like random things that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is not a guidebook technique. This is from Dragon Ball Z Sparking. And I'm going to tell you the name of this in Japanese first, and then we'll get into it in English. It is...
Please do.
Etsuraku no Frieza Taimu. Pleasurable Frieza Time. And this is, I love it just like on the name. When you play Budokai Tenkaichi 1 and it's, you see, you use the attack and it says Pleasurable Frieza Time on the screen. And you
is
are
it when he impales Krillin?
Yes. Yeah. And he's like bouncing him up on his head and then throws him off. And it's just such a sick way to call that technique.
Frieza's Pleasure Time.
Yeah. Pleasurable Frieza Time. My understanding is that from Tenkaichi 2 onward, they changed it to Hail Frieza, which is just like in the English versions, which is a super lame way. Pleasurable Frieza Time, it doesn't get any better than that.
No.
That's the best attack name ever.
That's...
I thought it was going to be like the Frieza, like they made like a commercial back in the day of Frieza like doing like a little dance that has now gained traction on TikTok as like a dance.
Oh. Yeah.
But Doug, he's like doing like a beam.
You can do this!
That's my new thing, yeah.
Call it Pleasurable Frieza Time. That'll be good stuff. So we come to my number one. And
can I say something real quick?
Yeah, you go for it, please.
I think two of us will have the same number one. That's my prediction.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Not me.
It's not going to be me, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
What if?
So I... See, again, I have put together this list, and I'm still not committed to any of it, but I'm going to say my number one. It's not a single hit. It's Vegeta's all-out attack on Raccoon, ending in, like, the weird proto-final flash, where they're like, all right, we took out Goldo, who's next? And Raccoon comes up, and they're like, all right, what are we going to do? And Vegeta instantly just starts screaming and, like, getting ready to go, dashes right at him, hits him, teleports behind him, like, haymaker, smacks him down. And then, picks him up, throws him through some rocks, and then makes what looks like a final flash and just blasts the hell out of him. Huge explosions, because he's like, I got to take this guy out fast, and I have to go out all out if I'm going to survive, and it still isn't.
That's
enough.
Why it's one of my go-to episodes. It is my go-to episode from the previous podcast.
Which is why I felt bad choosing it, because I'm like, oh no, is this going to be Doug's thing?
A whole episode is your favorite attack. It's your number one.
It's short. It's like a 45-second thing, but it's the sickest thing in the world.
It's meaty. Yeah, it's awesome.
I love it.
Was that too, yeah.
On your list, Ken? Was that your...
No.
Okay, see? Well,
yeah, I don't know what Ken's talking about. Mine is the final Kamehameha that Goku uses to Frieza. He calls him an idiot.
The angry Kamehameha.
Bakayaro? Is that what it's like? Bakayaro?
That's what they call it in video games, is just angry Kamehameha.
Right, but one-handed. But like, just the emotion he says, and just like whips back his arm and just like blasts it down while calling him a fool. Like, oh, it's so powerful, so good.
I was so happy when that was like a dramatic finish in Fighters, and like they got his face right for how he looks afterwards. Because the manga has a very distinct look of just like remorse, regret and sadness, and then the anime is just like, I'm angry. Like, no, you got the face wrong.
That's what happens when you let Last House do an episode.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that was a bummer. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I love that move. No jokes about it. I just love it.
Yeah, Ken. What's your number one?
All right, I'm shocked. We're all our own people here, but I think there is only one true number one answer for this one.
And it's Roshi's buff Kamehameha, where he takes out that whole fucking Fry Pan Mountain.
It's really the first kind of like heat. No, of course not. It's the Super Genki Dama, guys.
That Which works one? Once.
It is the...
In GT, yeah, I get
no,
you.
No, that's the Super Ultra Genki Dama, Doug. How could you be so ignorant?
Such a fool. Bakayaro?
The Super Genki Dama is, to me, like, the perfect cap-off to Dragon Ball. It is what everything is building up to that moment. It has my favorite moment with Mr. Satan, where he all of a sudden... And I don't want to start crying on this podcast. I gotta save that for the Mr. Satan dissection episode. But it's when Mr. Satan just... It clicks, and he gets it, and he understands what's going on, and he makes it happen. And then, you know, Vegeta's all knocked out, and Satan's got Vegeta over his shoulder, and he's like, throw it now.
Yeah.
And then Goku's like, you really are the world savior, or whatever. And he throws it. Dude, it's everything about it is so sick. The planning that has to go behind it to even make it happen in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that reincorporates the Dragon Balls into it, like full circle. Like, I've always thought about that. Thought this about that ending and how beautiful, like, it is to use the Genki Dama of all things.
To
it
me,
is fantastic.
The Super Genki Dama isn't just like the fight against Boo. That is like
Dragon Ball.
It is Dragon Ball. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally 100% agree.
Damn it.
Now, listen to me when I say movie 6 is good.
What? gonna...
You've convinced me of this. You're
9 out of 10, man, sometimes, man. You just gotta... That one straggler is just not... You can't convince me.
I'm willing to listen, and I'm going to have an open mind about it. We're going to get to that episode, and I feel like we need to do it sooner rather than later, so we stop talking about it every 2 weeks.
No,
like,
I love this thing. Let's keep it going for 6 more years.
You've gone 50-plus episodes talking about getting Doug to read Super, and you can't take a few episodes of us talking about Z6.
Well, the thing is watching Z6 and you talking about it is a very easy-to-do task. Doug reading the super manga is insurmountable. You can't do it.
I can't read
through a chapter, which I'm proud of.
Maybe. Thanks.
So
what if?
Go ahead.
What if this would be like kind of a podcast, an audio, like a dramatic reading of the manga that we do with Doug. Randy and I do the voices, and we show Doug the pages, and we're doing the different character voices. It'll be a dub, a two-guy dub. So I don't think there's a whole lot of Chi-Chi and Bulma, so we'll be okay for the most part.
I mean, I'm not against doing lady voices.
There's just going to be Team Girl Squad if I do it, and I don't think we need that.
Let's workshop that idea. I'm not against that.
Okay, well, this could happen. Can I, before we go into other stuff and listening to what other people had to say about their top 5 attacks, I have a exhaustive list. Can I give some honorable mentions?
Oh, sure.
So one of mine that I moved at the last minute is called Gohan's Burst Rush, is what it's called in video games, which is the thing he, like, combination he uses against Boo when he arrives there after getting his potential unlocked, is just like the first time I ever saw it was in playing Idainaru Dragon Ball Densetsu for the PlayStation 1, which is just them standing there, and then Gohan just screams and powers up and dust flies everywhere, and then it's just a bunch of like really hard kicks and punches before knocking him up into the air and then doing this weird backhand hit right back into the ground before landing and calling him a very mean thing.
Usunoro.
Yeah. But the Budokai Tenkaichi series actually, I think, makes it a little more bombastic where they do that whole thing. And weirdly, that's how it just ends in Tenkaichi 1. But 2 and 3, now he appears behind him and does a really big Kamehameha to finish it at the end of it, which I think, you know, it's just dramatic and it's cool looking. And that one I had to move down. I did say Lil Genki Dama because I think it looks cute. I like the thing from like earlier on when they throw it at Vegeta.
That Krillin uses, yeah.
Tullus and Dr. Wiro. Like, I don't know, the small thing looks kind of cool. And like,
yeah.
You can bounce it, reflect it. It's neat.
I had, just to jump in here, I had Shioken on my list.
All right,
for a while.
For us losers who don't know what that is, what is that?
Yeah, it's the four-armed technique Tenshinhan does. Because, you know, I'm guidebook-minded.
Yep.
They talk about how that's a technique that Tenshinhan and only Tenshinhan can use. And
his alien race.
It's from his ancestors, yeah, the three-eyed clan, three-eyed people.
Mm.
And it's just cool anytime we get a little tidbit about Tenshinhan not actually being the strongest human, you know?
Yeah.
True.
Love that.
Sorry, Lou.
The Sokidan, I just love it. I saw it in that one filler episode and then in Tree of Might. It's sick as hell. I love it.
There's a figure for that I didn't get.
Ken, this one's for you. And I actually didn't choose it for you, but I know that you'll like this. It's just that time in movie 6 where Kula knocks Goku through a whole freaking mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And then he powers up and flies right back through that mountain and says, like, it's not my fault if this kills you.
Yeah.
And punches his arm off.
Dude, how do you not like movie 6?
I can like a 45-second clip.
Listen,
I don't have to like the whole damn movie.
Story-wise, it was just really lacking.
You think the twist of that movie is that Kula's back, but that's not the twist at all. We'll get to it.
But I just love that. I had a clip of it that I downloaded allegedly a long time ago, and I was like, this is the sickest thing. I can't wait to watch this movie. Whatever.
I think I liked it a lot more when I was younger, but now, yeah. But no, my, Ken, you said you go to guidebooks. My guidebook is Dokkan Battle. I opened up that app today. I'm like, yeah, look at each character I have and what all their attacks are. And that's how I remember Shen's crotch shot attack. And
so we've got the console games for Randy, Dokkan for Doug, and guidebooks for me.
And guidebooks for you, yeah.
We all took our own ways into this list.
Yeah. Mine is all
between the three of us.
Trunks' Heat Dome attack, also from PlayStation game, where I'm like, well, this is sick. You know, he uses to
which
kill.
Was the heat dome?
It's what is he uses to kill Cell in the future. Yeah. Where
oh,
he
I love
throws
that
him
one.
Up and then just blasts straight up into the air.
Especially in the Shin Budokai. Is that what you just said? The Shin Budokai games.
I was thinking of Legends for the PS1.
No, for me it was the Shin Budokai because it looks the way he like moves from a slouch down position to an up position with that.
Mm.
Man, it's beautiful and flows so well.
Don't modern games call that Protect the Future or something
I
like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it was in Kakarot.
They call it a Trunks' Pleasure.
Pleasurable Trunks time. Mm-hmm. Kuririn's beam that separates to take down a whole bunch of Saibaimen. That one's always sick.
Yeah. The homing.
I wish I had my guidebook stuff pulled up because that has an actual name.
Oh.
So I think it's just like guided and like split up Kamehameha or something like that.
Oh. Yeah. The very first Kamehameha that I ever saw also should get honorable mention, which is against Raditz, where Goku fires it and then is like pulling it and like directing it all funky.
Yeah.
Guided that's, Kamehameha.
Yeah, that's sick.
Probably the same thing Krillin used, just in
just didn't split it.
One beam, yeah.
And then, of course, Goku skidding his Kamehameha against Kefla's attack thing in Super.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and that,
yeah.
I was thinking of like of that when he does that and then he like teleports right to her side and then fires it right at her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible show. Terrible show.
I didn't think about Super at all for my lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was beautiful. I have a Tullus's beam, whatever. I don't know what it's called, but
that
Tullus
circle
has, like,
thing.
A little one. That circle thing. Yeah. It's super unique looking for a beam. I have Trunks' burning attack because of the weird gang signs he uses just the one time and never again. Yeah. It's awesome. I have 16's rocket punch. That's pretty freaking cool. Like the way he shoots it out and then like grabs it midair and reinstalls it back into his arm, like clicks it back in and continues fighting.
How about Hell's Flash, where he pops both of them out and then he just fires both of his blasts into the ground?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool too.
I very briefly had destruction on here, but specifically when used by mortals. Doug, it's a manga thing.
Okay.
Goku can use destruction. They describe Granola and Gas as using destruction-like powers. Vegeta can use destruction. So
interesting.
Shit gets wild, Doug.
It seems out there, yeah. My last honorable mention is just the Kaioken attack that Goku uses when he like fights Vegeta, like the first time you actually really see it. Mm. It's just so beautiful how he like cocks his whole body back and then like wallops Vegeta in the face. He does the same thing against to Frieza later on. But then the way it's shot, he kicks Vegeta and then you see Goku zip off in Kaioken in red and then off screen and then back into camera up like far, he's far away, and then up close and just knocks Vegeta down into a mountain. I love that.
See,
so
I love
much.
I love the Kaioken that he uses against Frieza, and Tenshinhan's like, well, Goku hasn't started using Kaioken yet, and Kaio's like, no, dude, he's been using it the whole time.
The whole time.
And then cut back to that fight and just showing him sparking it up like in the span of a heartbeat. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool, but also so sad he's fucked.
It was drawn so well. The animators did an awesome job that time.
Man.
Oh, and the one everyone commented, I told to comment, is just the filler thing where Goku and Vegeta are cheek to cheek and then do the combined beam thing. Yeah. If you got that, you win. My respect, folks.
Good choices. Speaking of other folks, unless you guys have other honorable mentions you want to throw out there? No? Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and go over some things that you guys, the listeners, had to say about your favorite top attacks. Okay, we're back, and now we get to go through what you guys had to say. We put out a tweet saying that we're covering all of our favorite attacks, and we want to know what are your favorite techniques, key attacks, physical moves, special abilities, etc., used in Dragon Ball. And our number one we have is from a guy named Detective X, who says, I love it when Goku hits the gritty in Fortnite.
Along with a gif of said gritty.
Right, and he seems to be doing some sort of dance, and he brings his fingers up to make glasses in front of his
face.
Are
we using that term correctly, gritty? Is that what the kids are saying now? Is that what that's called, Ken, with your expertise?
So, okay, here's my understanding of hitting the gritty.
35-year-old man, give it to us.
Please. It's something you can do in Fortnite, the end.
I guess I did not need more explanation. No, that's what I needed.
He's doing it.
Love that attack. Technique. Yeah. Sorry, technique.
Yeah, he really took down Ariana Grande with that, which is the coolest part of that whole arc.
Yeah, this is, you demoralize your opponent by showing them some really stupid thing.
Oh, geez. Well, we've got other people who've also got good ones. Doug, why don't you take the next one?
Hi, this is from Colton. As a teen, I loved being able to combine different abilities in Tenkaichi 3, such as using the Spirit Bomb while in Kaioken mode, or using False Courage and then Sleep to regain health. What is he talking about? I never played Tenkaichi 3.
So, I also don't remember this. You can equip skills from other characters. I know that False Courage would give you, like, I think super armor, so that way when enemies come in and hit you, the first few hits wouldn't actually stop you mid-movement, so you can keep going. So you can do that.
Sleep to regain health.
And then you sleep, so then they can't stop you and like hit you and knock you out from sleeping and regaining your health. So it's good strategic moves.
That's some cool hacks, yeah.
Right.
Why don't they use that in the show? Dang.
I love being cheap as hell, dude. I'm going to use this next time I play.
Hell yeah. Exploit the tools.
Colton just gave us a strategy guide.
Yeah, thanks, Colton. Appreciate that. Ken, give us another one.
Yeah, Jake Pay at JakePay16. Friend of the show, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I've always loved Piccolo's ability to absorb other Namekians. Piccolo having to overcome his confidence and pride to absorb both Nail and then Kami is interesting. And though it's useless, every warrior from every village did this on Namek to fight Moro, but died. Look cool, though.
Whoa.
We also had
off at their end there, but yeah.
Yeah. We also had everybody from Namek in what universe was it in the Tournament of Power? Six?
Yeah. They became two dudes.
Yeah. Which is like, oh, that's sick as hell.
That's interesting. That's kind of unethical, but sure, whatever.
I mean,
they consented to it.
Yeah.
Let's really dive into this.
Did you think all of them consented to it, or did you think the majority did and the rest just had to agree because they were like, well, the rest of us are doing it?
Look, guys, it was Namekian instrumentality project.
Yeah. Everybody
all the Namekians were of age
and agreed to it.
And that's how it goes. No, that's sick. I like that. I like the, you know, because it's not just a power upgrade, especially for Piccolo, because it was kind of like this, I don't know, it was like a little bit of a struggle, you know, like I'm going to be the same person after this, right? Like, I don't want to be you. I want to be me.
He really had the Vegeta struggle with the fusion earrings. Like, yeah, I don't want to, my pride, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of a cheap cop out to do that, because at first it was, oh, no, I'm mixing up in my head where I thought Kami fusion was first. But no, it was Nail, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I was thinking if you did it with Kami, it would have taken away the specialness of that. But no, it's just any Namekian, basically.
Right. Well, that one was a special, and he got a super boost because it was becoming whole again.
Right.
I'm going to take this next one from Kaige. It's a pretty recent addition, but man, Godbind is so sick. It's extremely simple, but it somehow manages to be the coolest looking move in modern Dragon Ball. I think what makes me like it so much is the fact that it's so unique and it really stands out against a sea of big lasers. And yeah, the Godbind, which is that move that Goku does when he's Super Saiyan God against Broly in the Super Broly movie, where he like encases himself in fire and like does a weird like hand gesture, and now Broly can't move.
Yeah, he's like, calm down, and then like, does that and brings them down. There's a figure of that, so it's pretty cool.
Here's a trivia question for Randy.
Yeah.
Doug, because I know you'll know this. Where does Godbind come from, the name?
Zero idea.
Doug?
I was hoping you didn't talk to me, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's from Dokkan.
I thought I would know.
It's from Dokkan Battle.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Should have known from that easy give. That's where I would. That's my expertise.
Right?
I haven't opened the app in months, okay? I've cut the addiction for this time, for now.
Do you guys think that Broly can use that move now because he overpowered Goku doing it?
No, it's only a God thing.
Yeah,
it's
but
in the name.
He changes the color of the fire. I don't know what to tell you. That kind of like tells me something.
That's a separate technique called Godbind reversal. It's in the guidebook.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Vegeta learns it on Yardrat.
Damn it. Now Doug's got that in his back pocket. We're like, oh, yeah, Vegeta knows that from Yardrat now.
Yeah, Yardrat, yeah.
All right, Doug. Well, give us another one.
All right. This is from Trev. He says, the Kamehameha Goku uses against Frieza underwater. Always loved that technique and how it allowed Goku to get that kick in. Yeah, that's a good kick. That's a really good kick. I use that in an AMV of mine. toot toot. But no, yeah, I love it. He just, it, like, that's Goku thinking on his feet. You know, it's like, oh, he can't sense energy. Let me just, like, drop these little sneak attack. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have that in video game form at all? Because that'd be awesome.
I don't think that was ever.
Besides, I'm sure it's in Dokkan Battle, actually, but in a proper video game.
Nothing that cool. I've played. That I can recall, anyway. I don't know, because everything is always like, just get in there and punch him. There's never this, you know.
You should be surprised how they've condensed like a 2 minute like technique into like a 30 second, maybe less thing. Like,
yeah,
they could do that with this.
I suppose that makes sense. Yeah, it'd be cool. Show it in a game. That's all.
Please.
I want. Was that me? Did I read that one? So that it would be Doug.
I just read.
That's right. So then it'd be Ken.
Jacob here. Jacob Sawyer. I got both Jacobs. I got Jake and Jacob Sawyer. Loved the Kaioken, though the instant transmission Kamehameha in episode 179, which we just did a podcast episode about that. Mm-hmm. You go back and check it. That was pretty good. Is pretty awesome, too. I really love this Kamehameha-related move as well, which is when Goku bursts through King Piccolo, murdering him, really, and it's just we never really hold him accountable for this. Yeah, I
never.
Mean, Piccolo was a bad guy, but come on, he
had children.
We have laws, and there's a due
which
process
Goku also
for this.
Killed.
Goku should have been wearing his body cam.
No, at that point, King Piccolo was ruling the world, so those all laws were out the window. So he was Goku was within his right to do so.
Good point. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Can't break a law if they don't exist.
Now he did kind of kill a lot of people in the Red Ribbon Army before that, though, and that's when the king was still in charge. So
yeah,
but they all had Android phones, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
God damn it. So I'll take this one from Scott. At Thunder Power says, Feet Kamehameha, used in the 23rd Budokai because it catches you off guard when you first see it, and it's only used once. Like,
yes.
I did not know about this because I was a loser who did not watch a lot of the Dragon Ball anime, and I think I saw it like listed online as like some attack, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Why would they do that? I'm like, oh, okay. It's just to move around. That's neat.
It's super cool. I feel like he took what he used, like the previous move we just talked about with Goku punching through Piccolo. Like, he just uses it as a propeller to get him somewhere. He does this again with this, basically same concept, right? Like, to propel himself forward, he uses it on his feet. And yeah, it's, I love it. They're making a figure of it coming out in August from the GX Materia line. It looks incredible. Both this one and the previous move, they have GX Materia figures, price figures. So $20, $26 at Big Bad Toy Store. Use code, coupon code Doug.
Now
is the best.
How'd you get just flat Doug, dude? That's a win.
Now, I'd be interested in that figure if he's doing it barefoot.
He is. I'm not kidding.
No, is he barefoot?
Awesome. Yes, he's barefoot. It's this scene particularly, and it looks incredible. I will link it to you later because it does. It's worth
link
it.
Me them feet, Doug. I need to see it.
For it's people, the whole body, but yeah.
For people who can't see like the video of this, Randy's got joke written all over his face, and Doug is dead serious talking about
100%
serious.
Doug just wants amazing. To, he's trying to get that commish money for those promo codes.
They don't give me commit.
I've never seen Doug more in the zone just now than when he was trying to tell about this Feet Kamehameha toy.
And I felt it. I was waiting for Randy to ask, and I was like, I've got the info for you, bro. I know.
I'm not here to judge, man. Whatever you want to do with your figures is your own thing.
I'm not doing anything with them. What
no,
you like?
To me. Like, oh, okay. I just want you to buy it and enjoy.
I like them. Have to look
oh,
at.
I like them too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
All right, Doug, give us this one.
All right, this one comes from. Oh no, we just got already.
No, we did. It's the last one.
This is from Sansu. Ultra Instinct is my favorite, if that counts. But out of the attacks, my favorite has to be the Kamehameha. The charge up, screams, handstands, different variations like one handed, feet, final, using it with instant transmission, etc., makes it so cool, and it never gets boring.
I don't know. Did you ever watch GT? It gets pretty boring there.
He has a 10 times one. It turns it red. That's pretty cool,
I guess.
But no, I agree with him with all the variations.
Ultra Instinct is weird. It does count as a technique. It is also kind of the trigger to a transformation.
Mm.
But it is largely been used as a technique in the manga.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to count that.
Yeah. Almost listed it. There's a lot of super I wanted to put on my technique list because... There's been a lot of inventive stuff that they've been doing, because what else can you do?
What else can you do? Yeah.
So they've just been kind of stretching out laterally and a lot of really cool stuff. But I was like, no, yeah. I'll just force myself to do the one super move.
That's all they're going to get out of you. Oh, man.
Can we say that the Kamehameha is just encompasses all ki moves? Like, the word ki be synonymous with Kamehameha at this point with how we described it?
Ki blast is Kikoha, and there's a whole like subsection of Kikoha attacks. Oh. But yeah, basically, if you can do a Kikoha, if you're capable of that, you can do a Kamehameha. Because remember, even Trunks does it in movie 12 or in movie 11, Bio Broly.
That's right.
Yeah, he does it with Goten and
well, like and he yells Kadena. And then
yeah, he charged cool. up Kamehameha, so he can use it. Tenshinhan can use it. So and pretty much, if you can. If you're a bad enough dude, you can use the Kamehameha.
That's good stuff. I have another thing that I want to point out because we finished all the tweets. But if you listen to the show on Spotify or you got Spotify, you go check out the show. We have an interact section where we put up a question and a poll for each episode. And you can get in there and interact there. And from last week, after we did our go-to favorite for Dragon Ball Z episode 179, we asked, what is another crazy good episode that we should watch and really dig into? And person who already wrote to us on Twitter about their favorite technique gave us the idea. This is Sansu, says episode 131 of Dragon Ball Super, which, you know, I believe that's the conclusion, right? Because I'm...
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yes. So. It is the sweet release from that show.
It's over.
Party pooper.
Does he say why or just recommend that
just
episode?
Just says that one. So, I mean, all like, right. it's a balls out fight with Jiren and Frieza and Goku are there. And
that almost makes the entire like watching of Super worth it for that final moment.
That's fair. And then the poll we had, which is which Dragon Ball TV series do you find yourself watching the most? So I put in Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, GT, Super, and Super Dragon Ball Heroes. And for our votes, majority said Z, and then the next one was Super. As a person who hasn't grown up with that, like, I'm like, how do you rewatch Super so many times? Or I'll go back to that. But, like, you know, different folks have different opinions. Even if I can't entirely comprehend that.
I get the Z. The Z definitely makes sense. Yeah. The Dragon Ball. I guess we all just have this just in our heads where Dragon Ball is just like a more slower burn, where if you're going to like watch something, you want just something high energy, high paced.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's I get it. I wish I didn't, but I get it.
For sure. Doug, did we give you any more Dragon Ball Super to read since this last time? I believe we haven't.
Yeah, Ken is very adamant about giving it to me. I just don't receive it.
I'll give it to you, Doug, but not yet. We got to... I really want to do an episode where Randy and I kind of walk you through our favorite moments of the manga that you missed before we get tomorrow.
Which sounds like everything.
The manga. I don't remember anything.
What was our plan? I know we diverged from me going like 4 pages a day.
We were
going
to do...
I couldn't do that.
Highlights to get you up to speed to just jump into Moro.
Highlights of the story I already know because I've seen the Super anime.
Yeah, right. Like Doug, Goku's using destruction against Zamasu. Future Trunks can heal people because he trained to be a Kaioshin assistant.
Oh.
So there's all sorts of like these little things that Toyotaro is just like the lore master, dude.
That's cool.
And
yeah, it's good stuff.
All right.
Well, will be a lore master too.
Well, that's going to be it for us. Thank you for listening. We love interacting with you, keeping you in the conversation, talking about our favorite franchise in the world. You can tweet at us at WeGotAPod, and you can email us at WeGotAPod@gmail.com.
Thank you to Rifty Beats for letting us use his track, Kakarot Theme, Hip Hop Trap Remix. You can find that track and other great music by Rifty on his SoundCloud. We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for all that sweet, sweet Zenny.
We're getting those boner pills eventually.
That Ken's going to use. But Ken, before that, where can the people find you?
Well, since you gave me such a hard time last episode, I'll just say Detective X on Twitter. Leave it there.
There we go.
Cool. Randy?
You can find me at Saber_Breaker, and also check out my other podcast, Revolutionary Podcast, Utena.
We gave you a hard time last time, Ken? I don't remember. Whatever. You can find me, Jabaz Doug, on all the socials.
Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe to make sure you get new episodes as they come out. Write a review because that helps us crawl up that placement ladder so more people see our show.
We'll see you next
time.
We'll see you next time.
Oh my God, Rock Lee.
Favorite character in fiction.
He's good.
Pretty awesome.
All he can do is taijutsu, though. What a fucking lamer.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
God, he has limits? What a poser.
Fuck. Can't do big chakra attacks. Don't call me. Don't come by my house.
If you can't summon Kuruma, then why you bother?
Remember when Guy unleashed all the gates and then like was about to die, and then Naruto came up and like touched him and was like, no, you're not dying yet.
Yeah. Damn. God damn it. I love beautiful. Naruto.
Naruto's so good. It's a whole new world we live in.
It's a whole new place to be.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's a whole new world with a brand new attitude, but you still gotta catch 'em all. Be the best that you can be.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Everybody wants to make their statement. Everybody wants to show their mark.
The top of that hill.
Each time you try, gonna get just a little bit better. Each step you climb, one more step, cross the ladder.
It's a whole new world we live in.
It's a whole new way to see.
Gotta catch them all. Pokemon was the only one I knew. Sorry.
That one fucks too, but not as hard as the Johto one. Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe to make sure you get all the new episodes as they come out. Write a review because that helps us crawl up the placement ladder so more. Oh, I was like, so much more?
All right, let's start that whole section again. It's new, I know.
And I do my best with that. Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe to make sure you get new episodes as they come out. Write a review because that helps us crawl up that placement ladder so more people
can do that. Can I do it? Can I do it?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. Can you take this last part?
Thanks again for listening. Please subscribe to make sure you get new episodes as they come out. Write a review because...
If you want to rewrite it, that's fine. I'm not married to it.
No, it's just I keep thinking about it. Okay, hold on. I got it.